details there. We've talked a lot about some of the sobering and interesting public health details that are being discussed at this year's International AIDS Conference. But now we're going to shift and talk about some of the science that's being reported there. Joining us now is Dr. Barry Peters, who's an AIDS researcher at King's College in London, who's here to talk about the scientists who have announced a new vaccine still in trial has been developed, which could allow HIV/AIDS patients a hiatus from their normal and difficult daily drug regimen. Not a cure, but it does alter and maybe make more easily traditional treatments. Dr. Barry Peters, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, is this a vaccine per se in that it prevents a disease, or is it more of a drug regimen that allows a lower frequency of treatment?
Well, it's neither, but it's understandable, your confusion, because it's a new concept, fairly new concept. It's a therapeutic vaccine. In other words, it's a vaccine that's given to someone who has the disease, in this case HIV, in order to boost the immune system. Now, drugs work completely differently. Drugs simply block the virus and hold the virus, but don't directly improve the immune system. The idea of this vaccine, which I stress is still in the testing phase, is to boost the body's natural immune system.
And this immune system boost could conceivably prevent someone who's HIV infected from getting full-blown AIDS or stop the deterioration of someone who does have full-blown AIDS, right?
Yes. I mean, as you said in your introduction, the idea is to give it to someone. In this study, we're testing it in people who are suppressed already on their anti-HIV drugs. They receive several courses of the vaccine, then their drugs are stopped, and then the aim of this is to see how and indeed if the vaccine prevents the immune system deteriorating. In other words, giving them hopefully several years off their anti-HIV drugs.
So out of the 40 patients who are taking part in this trial, some of them, all of them have agreed to stop taking their drugs. So there are real possibilities of real consequences for some of those patients.
Well, first of all, let's go to the back to the figures. The previous studies had 40. Well, the first study had 11, the second study had 40, and there were very encouraging results. This study has 345 patients, so it's much larger.
It's the largest study of anything like this, right?
Indeed. So 345 patients, and yes, by definition, if they agree to enter the study after a long period of getting the information, discussing the information, and having informed consent, then they all agree to stop their HIV therapy.
So when will results come in, and what population is this therapy, if it turns out to be effective, going to most benefit in the initial going?
Okay, the results, this is a two-year study, and if the results are promising, if they show what we're hoping to show, that the active arm is better than the dummy or placebo arm, then it will reach the clinic at best in about 2.5 years. Now, the initial population will be the population of adult patients who are doing well on their treatment, who are extremely well controlled. But of course, if we get exciting results, we'll look at extending the studies to look at, for example, children or other people with HIV.
Well, Dr. Peters, thank you very much. It's probably too premature to say exciting results, but certainly an exciting potential that you outlined there. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Dr. Barry Peters is AIDS researcher at King's College in London, outlining the science of a new vaccine that could allow HIV/AIDS patients a hiatus from their normal daily drug regimen by the use of an immune system booster.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.